now, so...
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Welcome, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio for the 10th shining year. And we are also live on Facebook here under my Michael Long name. So you can join me here as well. We got a great show lined up for you tonight as Jennifer Green. Hey, Deborah. Jennifer Green from Nashville's Astrologer, Psychic Medium, takes your calls tonight. And so call on in now, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to call in, okay? And I don't know why I'm yelling. I don't know. I guess because I have my camera phone over here on Facebook Live, and I'm thinking you guys need to be a little bit louder for you guys to hear me, right? Anyway, so everybody is welcome to call in, okay? Everybody call in, okay? If you can't donate, it's okay. Call in, okay? It's one thing I'm going to make certain everybody knows this week. Journey of Light has always taken calls, free readings, okay? I have taken the most, and I'm not bragging. I don't need a pat on the back. I'm just saying this show's always taken free readings, free calls, and I know conservatively over the 10 years I have taken at least 20,000 phone calls from people needing help, and that's why I do the show. That's another reason that that's the other reason I do Love in Action, to helping souls that need a lifting hand, folks that are less fortunate than us. Tragedy has come their way. However, we don't judge, right? We don't judge. Unless you've walked in that person's moccasins, okay? That's right. They're moccasins. You have no idea their life story. And if you try to judge, I bet you more times than not, you'll be dead wrong. And the Bible speaks about that. Judge not, lest you'll be judged, right? It's in the Bible. So why would we? Why would we say we believe in God, but we judge people and say, oh, they're just druggies? Now, I've worked in the homeless community now close to a year. If I detect that someone is strung out on drugs and so forth, I will be there to help them, where to go and where to direct them to get help. But I'm not going to enable them because I lived with a father that was an alcoholic, and I saw what happened, and he didn't dry out until money dried up. So there you go there. And we're going to – and when we come back from this song, as people gather on in and call in, I'm going to let you guys know of a miracle that happened here on Journey into the Light last night. And those that were here at the end can testify to what I'm saying, and that, like Deborah's in the chat right now. And it was a pure miracle right in front of us, and it was like a boom, like, oh, my God, it happened. And it was unbelievable. It's just, I've seen miracles. But on this show, something like that, oh, my gosh. And all of us that were here, Deborah and Nikki and Maggie and others, that happened. And once the show ended, I know Nikki texted me and she said, hey, I'm on a spiritual high. She said, oh, man, I feel great. And we all did. So tonight's goal is only $125, okay? It's not $900 like Thursdays can be. We want to bring that Thursday total down so it's not so massive, okay? $125. I think our group can do that tonight. You can make a donation of any size to Love in Action, which is GoFundMe. The links are on the show page or on the Facebook page. Or you can go to PayPal. And that address is also on both sites, okay? You can go and donate now And if you're calling in, we always say if you can donate $25 at least, you'll get a 10-minute reading. Ask all the questions you want, and you'll be on priority. We'll bring you up first. And the reason we do that is simply because in the spiritual world, you learn that when you receive something, you got to give it back in some form. And that's the way I do it, and saying, hey, thank you. We'll do this. Here is our show of thanks and gratitude for your help, for love in action. Spirituality is what? Love. It's not being a psychic. It's not even being a spiritual radio host like myself. That doesn't make me spiritual, guys. What makes us spiritual is helping our brothers and sisters, and that's in the Bible too. Not getting preachy. That's never been my style, but I'm just saying that, you know, God is my co-pilot on this without a doubt, and the messages that God has been giving me lately on the show, about the show, and about the mission has been incredible. Literally incredible of how to take the mission, how to take the show, and I'm along for the ride, and I am loving it. That's what I can tell you. I am loving it, and I hope you guys are too, because we're all together on this. We're on a mission. We're in this together as a family for a greater purpose than ourselves, which is helping others, right? So thank you for being with me on this and us being together as a family. You can chat as the show goes along on Facebook Live. Here we go, as they say. So the number call in again, 347-884-8245. Once you call in, press the number 1 on your phone to come aboard. Again, we'll take all calls, okay? So even if you cannot donate, just call on into the show. So here we go with our song that opens up the show. And I think it's a beautiful song that illustrates, called God's Will. Matina McBride, we're coming right on back here with Jennifer Green and your calls on Journey into the Light.
Met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and looking all my life. I've been
in the world.
as Will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of
back, everybody. We're live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. Call on in 347-884-8245. Okay, just checking the sound there. Looks sounds good on the internet as well. So you might want to check your phones and things like that. Could have a bad connection, but sometimes my audio can be choppy, so thanks for letting me know if you hear it. We're here with Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer. She's taking your calls, so dial on into the show. 347-884-8245 is the number to call. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? That's all you got to do. We're welcoming everybody to call in, okay? Everybody to call in, okay? And people ask you, well, do I have to donate? No, you don't have to donate. Now, it's a great thing to donate if you can to Love in Action, our homeless mission, helping those that are less fortunate than us. And I've talked about that a lot. Most of you guys know about it. So I'm going to cut down a little bit of what I talk about so we can get to the shows quicker. But, you know, the first month or two of it, I needed to let people know. But one story I want to share with you all is okay. And Jen Green's in the chat too. Jennifer Green, our host, is in the chat on the my Facebook Live. So everybody say hello to Jennifer Green. Show her some love. And ask her any questions. You know, I'm not reading, so you have to call in right now for readings, but maybe she'll do but anyway, we'll get to that. I want to share one story with you, and then on with the show. Now, this is what I'm talking about a pure miracle. Now, follow along here closely. As you know, God is my co-pilot on Love in Action, okay? And Thursday, when I looked at the totals of the folks that I committed to help, the families I committed to help, and just the also, the funds that I need to help the people on the street that I come in contact with over the weekend, I look at a total of where we're at after the week of donations, where we're at. And we were woefully short of $900. And I said to God, I don't know if I can go to the people with that large amount. And the message came back really strong was, Michael, why is your faith so low in me? And I thought, man, I guess it's true. God can move mountains. He's parted the Red Sea. He's made us. He's made the world. He's done a whole lot more than raise $900, right? And I thought, and the message came back was, let me perform the miracle. Let me stir the hearts of people. And you be the one to get the word out. Can you do that? And I said, well, of course. Of course. So that's what we did on Thursday. And Thursday, we had one guest, Media Michelle, that needed to go to Friday, and we didn't meet our goal. So Friday's show, we're a little bit short. Friday's show with Media Michelle, we were at the end of the show, we were $100 short of our goal. We stayed on the air. I said, I'm going to stay here like I committed until we reach the goal. I said I committed to God that I would put the word out. So however long, you know, it is, I'll stay here. Then Carol came back and she said, what do you need, Michael? I'm going to go ahead and do it. And she donated $100. Boom. We thought we reached our miracle, but just things turned out that someone's donation was lower than we thought. Anyway, so we were $200 short. So on Sunday night show, we did a show that I was planned to have off, but I came in. We did a show, $200 was our goal. We, during the show, donations, I guess because of vacation, were woefully short, only $30, and we were short $170. So the guest went ahead and we let her go because it was late, and we stayed here. We stayed here on Facebook Live, me and Deborah and Maggie and Nikki and others that were here listening, and we were here and we were here about an hour just talking about things and having a good time, but talking about the mission and what to work and how it, you know, we had, you know, a family that now, you know, we were wanting to turn their electricity on. And so it's important. And then it got to the point where, I know my son was asking me if I could go talk to him and we already been here an hour. I said, I guess we tried, I guess, you know, we didn't made our goal. And then right then, and Deborah in the chat can testify to this, right then came in the chat. Help me with the name there, Deborah, again, my mind's going to brain freeze, but, this beautiful soul came, Jane came in to the chat and she said, Michael, yes, Angel Jane. She came into the chat and she said, I can make that donation. Right then, when God said, let me perform the miracle, Michael, you put the word out. And we did as God commanded. We obeyed and we stayed. And God, always true to his word, of course. And I'm not a preacher, so... And there, boom, came the miracle. Amazing, right in front of us. We were ready to close shop, right, Deborah? We were ready to shut it down. And there came Jane. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, you guys. You're right. As Deborah said, we had faith. We did. We stayed. We had faith that God would stir the hearts of someone to come through, and God did stir the hearts of Jane, came through. And that's the thing I'm talking about. God always stirs the hearts of folks to help out. One week it could be Jane. Next thing it could be Sue. It could be Nancy. Could be Nikki. It could be, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing. And the people that get help, and this is what it's all about. We not only help the people on the radio show, we also help, the folks, like I said, that are really in need. So the show has really expanded its family's reach and its arms reach and given a big hug. So we're praying again today. We've lowered the total. It's only $125, folks. I think we can do that, right? I think we can. I know we can. Not think. What am I thinking? Too much think, right? So I always pray before each show really hard, and I'm always in direct communication to God to let me know where we need to go with this. And so I think we'll have an easy road of it, and hopefully someone will just, hearing us right now, will be like, hey, I'll take care of that right now, or I'll take care of half of it, or whatever. And, you know, so I'll keep you guys posted on where we're at with the total, and you can donate to the GoFundMe link that's here, or PayPal, because as I say, and I hope you guys understand what I'm saying, is we need to get behind the mission, not so much the reading. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, if we make it about only time people donate is when they get a reading, I'm telling you the mission is going to eventually fail. You can't always bring in, you know, the John Edwards. You can't even bring in a John Edwards. He won't even come on. It's too big. Just saying. But you know what I'm saying? We all need to get behind the mission, not so much the reading, okay? Hope that makes sense. Ask me any questions. So, all right. That's all I've got to say. And I'm going to bring on our guest, and then we're going to go to your calls. But I'm going to bring on my guest and let her say her, what's on her heart. And then we're going to go to your calls, and we're going to have a great show. So Jennifer's on one of these lines, so let's just try them out. Okay. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. I hear you good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy Labor Day, everyone.
Yeah. So a good weekend?
I did have a nice weekend. Weekend was very nice. The weather was absolutely beautiful. It was just like the perfect day to end summer. It kind of reminds me of the time like you just have to go see a baseball game kind of weather. It's just perfect weather. So I really enjoyed it. And the rain all pretty much dried up. We was flooded for a little bit to the point where schools was closed here in Nashville. And that was the last of Harvey. Weather's nice. Weekend has been nice. And I'm glad to be here with you with such a passionate intention behind. And, Michael, I want to say something for a minute. For those of you who don't know, Michael has one of the most passionate hearts that you'll find because he's one of the bravest souls that I've ever met. This Michael has had no choice but to grow up very brave and strong without any parents at a very early age. And he had no choice to be very, very strong. And he really has a very good heart. And his intention has the most sincerity in it. Because as human beings, we have to decide one day if you want to be a better person. In order for you to be a better person, you have to be a better person to yourself. And it's the laws of the universe. What we give is what we receive. Karma is very, very real. So if you think karma is not real, so here's a reality. Karma is very real. Whatever you do will come back. This is the universal law of nature. So if you do a blessing, say you want to help someone, you don't know how, this is your opportunity. You give something so you can receive something, energy of a blessing. So for tonight's show, I'm going to offer something that I haven't. And if you're just now tuning in, my name is Jennifer Green. I'm Nashville's astrologer, and I'm here to give you the remedy for the troubled mind. So this is what my offer is for anyone to go ahead and pick up your phone or press the link at the bottom to go ahead and do a good deed to help the homeless mission, and to give Michael an applause for what he's doing because he has a great heart, and I'm proud to be a part of it. So in my office, I charge $300 for a one-hour session. What I would like to offer to all the listeners is if they would donate $40, you will have 30 minutes of my personal time, and I will learn you some of the most oldest spiritual techniques that you would never hear anywhere else in about under 2 minutes. And I guarantee if you do not feel better then just after that exercise, I'll give you an hour, only because I know if you are interested to donate, you have a big heart, and you're ready to make a change for who you are as a person, as a human being. And that's what I want to say. So, Michael, I think it's very, very brave of you, and I know your parents can watch you, and I know they are proud of you because you started a movement. So I'm very, very honored to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for everything. First off, the offer of someone donates $40, they'll get a free 30-minute reading, and if that's not enough, they'll give them an hour. And wow, and you charge $300 an hour, so that's a great Great win-win for everybody. I mean, I don't see how anybody wouldn't want to get behind that. If you go and make your donation of $40 to the mission, or if you do more, of course, well, then I'll send your information to Jennifer, so and get your contact information so she can get a hold of you and set up the free 30-minute reading. So that's great. Thank you so much. And what you say about, you know, my parents is true. Some people don't know, they're new, that my dad died, is what you're speaking about. My dad died when I was 13 all of a sudden, and then 3 years later, all of a sudden, my mom dies next to me in the car at 16. So I graduated from high school with no parents. So, yeah, I know what it's like, you know, to have to fend for yourself and to be strong. And maybe that's why I have such a big heart, because maybe that's why. I don't know.
It's because you truly know the laws of karma. It's what we give is what we receive. It's the fact of life. What goes up, what comes down. And you're a higher thinker. So your spirit is naturally prone to do it, even though you don't even think about it. And you are very, very brave. And it's not an easy thing to go through that. But it makes you a really good person. Because there's a lot of hard work in it.
Well, thank you, and we'll leave it there because I have a hard time getting any compliments on the back. I like to give them out, and you, Jennifer, I mean, to be willing to, you know, to do this and to get behind it, and I have had people that, you know, I've come on my show, obviously I'm not going to mention names, but I've said, you know, I strictly want to talk about myself, only myself. Do not mention that group that you got going on there. This is my time that I've invested and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. I mean, really, it is, because technically it is their time and they've advertised, they spent money and blah, you know, all that. And that's, I don't have a problem with that. But when someone comes with like yourself and you're willing to join the group and even lose a little bit of airtime because of the great cause, you know, it always will come back to you. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I live by. So when you're, and if you're just now tuning in, besides doing astrology sessions and reading, I do spiritual training. So if you're on a higher level, you've been having a lot of deja vu, you want to know who are you, where do you fit as in the world, where do I belong, that's the type of things that I do. I can help you be the person that you want to be, to help you achieve goals, to give you that motivation, inspiration, maybe a new perspective. So what I do is not just give you, and so if you're ready to make a change, go ahead and take the first step and make a donation, and I will give my time, because I do believe in karma.
Okay, great. Okay, well, with that said, let's go to calls and help people out. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone once you call in. Again, it doesn't matter if you can donate or not donate or what have you. Just call on in. Press the 1 on your phone. We're going to help you, help everybody that calls in. But don't forget to press the 1 on the phone. Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio with Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer. And if you want to contact Jennifer, her contact information is right here on the show page as far as the link, phone number, and we'll give all that information out verbally as well as we go on through the night here on Journey into the Light. Hello to everybody out there in radio listening land. Hello, Carol, my dear listening friend in Pennsylvania, hope you're having a good evening. Glad you're aboard. And she listens to my show every night, and I really appreciate that. And I'm glad it brings her comfort. So let's go ahead here with our first caller here with Jennifer Green, area code 334. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, my name is Shakira. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Shakira.
Hey.
Shakira, what was your birthday?
May 9th, 83.
That's the same birthday as my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yep.
Tell me any question that's on your mind, or what's the concern on your mind?
Well, love, just love and finances, really.
Well, love and finances is a serious situation. For you, I'm going to focus more on love.
Okay.
One of the strongest energies that I sense from your spirit is the energy of needing to make a decision weighs so very heavy on your mind. There is not just one man that has feelings for you. It really sends the energy. I feel two, but there could be three. And there is only one that you truly desire. This man stays in your heart. He stays on your mind. It looks. I feel he's been really troubling you. He's been confusing you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your friend or is this your sweetheart?
He's an ex. He's a friend, yeah, current friend.
I see that he does, his feelings for you are very genuine and very true. But there is healing for the both of you, but I'm going to give you some advice first, the reason why the both of you can't go any forward.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness needs to take place. One of you cannot let go of the past, and I feel it's very lenient towards you, Shakira. There's unforgiveness here. Well, you're not allowing yourself to forget the past. And I don't mean that in a way to make it sound like, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. But no.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to understand that feeling like this at this very second is not going to make me any better. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit in sorrow. That's not how God wants us to live. And as soon as forgiveness takes place, you're going to feel so much better. And the best way to do it, this is what I recommend to my client. I recommend to get a candle, just a plain white candle, even a tea candle, and set an intention for forgiveness. And allow yourself 5 or 10 minutes to really just keep repeating, I forgive and I let it go. So you could heal. And because I see he's a good guy. Because there's feelings here.
Mm-hmm.
Help you out?
Yeah, do you see him being the
what?
One for me, or?
I really feel that he does. He's had the thoughts of marriage and home with you already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised if he hasn't gave you a piece of jewelry yet.
No.
I'd be open-minded to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to, again, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245, and press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? That's all you got to do. Area code 470, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Sherry, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Sherry.
Oh, hi, how are you? I'm surprised
good.
I got through, I guess. Okay, well, thank you for taking my call.
Good. Well, it's for a reason. So,
okay.
Sherry, tell me your birthday.
It's September 19th, 1968.
Okay. You have a birthday coming up soon.
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, happy early birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, tell me your main concern or your worry that's on your mind right now.
Really, everything. I'm just in a transition with every area of my life, but I would say finances, my son, he's 10 years old. Just what, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I'm not as stressed out as I should be. I feel everything is just everywhere if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. And there is, this has been my clientele for about, I'm going to say the last 5 months consistently. It's like a feeling of a vortex like nothing. There's a nothing energy that has came inside your life, and what it done was cut off humanity, the feelings of anything. So it's, you're not even a nothing. You're not mad. You're not sad. You're not depressed. There's no feeling.
Right.
Everything stays at the same level. And it comes to a point where you'll start questioning your own sanity, because it says, something wrong with me? I'm like really broke. I have no feeling. All of a sudden, your friends, people you truly love, you just kind of keep disconnecting. And
right.
That's pretty much that, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I've been doing is helping people find their humanity again, to find, kind of turn on their humanity switch, so to say, because their spirit has been so disconnected from the earth. And the reason why is these are people that feel like this vortex of nothing, are on a very high level of thinking. They think outside the box. They are 20 steps ahead of everyone else. They have very big goals, very, very, very big dreams, but they have natural psychic abilities. They sense things, they read people, feel things in their gut, and they definitely kind of have their third eye is open. So these are the people, the high thinkers that have the psychic abilities. And what I advise for this, the very first thing that you have to do is your diet has to change. You have to start detoxifying. It's almost like a purge to detoxify your body. And it has to be with food first. For at least 7 days, depending on how long you felt this vortex. At least 7 days, having only spring water. It has to be spring, because that's the water God has provided. Beside that, it's what God has intended for us. Jesus told us spring water contains different minerals in it that takes away the toxins, that filters our body, even from the air we breathe. 7 days, being a good vegetarian, clean your spirit, have everything all as pure as possible, taking away dairy. And the most important thing, the therapy, besides coming in to have counsel, I also recommend something so simple for yourself, as in concentrating on the focus of your mind by either coloring or drawing, writing, and do your best to stay away from electronic devices as much as you can. Use a phone for what it's made for. And I promise you will feel better. And this is what I've been specializing in. So if anyone's listening in, it's a really good idea to take the offer that I gave everyone. And if you are interested in contacting me, my name is Jennifer Green. I'm Nashville's astrologer. 615-944-9707. 615-944-9707. And I'm here to help you. So thank you, Sherry, for calling.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good. And I hope you call me to tell me as soon as you feel better.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we are here in Journey into the Light, and we are taking your phone calls, 347-884-8245. That's the number you dial. Make sure you press 1, and you'll be on air speaking to me so I can answer the concerns or questions that's on your troubled mind. My name is Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer. So what I
Go ahead, Jennifer.
I was just kind of doing a recap on what I offered for the audience to hear. At my office, I charge $300 a session. Here on tonight's show, I'm offering my service for a $40 donation, and I will have a personal session with you. And also learn you some ancient techniques of meditation. Very simple. Takes about 2 minutes to learn, if not less.
Okay, well, great. It's an amazing offer, and... Jessica in the chat is trying to get in to do that offer, so I'm sure she's going to find a way here. We have open phone lines, folks, so dial on in. 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in. That's all you got to do. And press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, too, okay? So that's what you got to do. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Maybe you haven't pressed a 1 or what have you. Right now, we have open lines. So, anything you wanted to chat about, Jennifer, while we wait for the next call?
Yes, and I wanted to talk about exactly how my service is different than probably anyone else's, and not because I'm saying that I'm special of any kind, but the techniques and offerings of service that I do is from, I'm going to call them the originals. My ancestors are Greek, and I've descended from the same creators who helped create the zodiac in astrology. My heritage goes all that way back in history. And my ancestors have studied the universal language. That's how the essence of the wind, trees, animals, behavior of humans, how they hold their energy, and most of all to heal them. People with a broken heart, people that's going through transition, the latest one, the vortex of nothing, that's what I named it, which I think is much more severe than anything else. It's like your humanity switch just kind of went off. So the feeling of nothing is there. And if you do feel better, it doesn't last long. It goes right back down. And I could say this because I've experienced it myself. And it lasts, I think I went through it for about 6 weeks. And I was able to do really, I held myself off really well in front of everyone, but no one knew what was going on inside. So it took me a long time to find a remedy, and I would not stop until I have it. And that's what I want to share. So I share that with everyone because I do believe in karma. What we give is what we receive. Believe in the energy of gratitude, which is a must. You got to give gratitude. You got to give thanks to receive your blessing. That's just a rule of karma. It's how it's been throughout history. It's not going to change. So the energy of giving is also to receive. And I've a lot more other clients that I have are falling under the field of more in the entertainment. People come in as wanting to be in the entertainment field probably, just we'll say 7 out of 10 sessions. They are an entertainer, but they're not reaching to that level. And when you need... And when you need kind of like star training, so to say, you need to be at the best you could possibly be at all areas of your life, your personality, your character, your well-being, have your instincts on check the way they need to be. You need to be sharp, and you, most of all, I will help you for you to be ready all the time so you don't have to wait. So that's the different things I do for confidence. So I give advice on everything. I do give palm readings, tarot card readings. But this is what I specialize in. This is where my service stands different than other people's. It's spiritual therapy. So that's what I kind of wanted to express. And, Michael, I think it's been probably now for about almost a year now that we're longer that I've been kind of discovering what is my specialty because I'm good at a lot of things because I'm a hard worker. But I've realized this is where my life purpose is at. This is where my calling comes from, is to genuinely help people to feel and know that they're a better person. And it's therapy. And it's therapy without any medication. Although I could very well advise vitamins. And it's to heal your spirit, body, mind, and soul. And if you are fortunate enough to live inside the area, I also do personal spiritual yoga to help you connect to the magnetic field of the universe. It's kind of the same way, and I'm going to reference the dogs here. same way dogs would go around in a circle a few times before they would relieve themselves, they are connecting to the magnetic field. So I will also teach you the most simplest technique that you could ever ask for to ease a troubled mind. It is absolutely fascinating. I don't care how old you are. It's good for everyone. It's a very ancient technique you won't see anywhere else. I could show you in under 2 minutes. And as soon as that happens, you just feel grounded and centered, no matter what you're doing. No matter what's going on, your brain is forced, your spirit is forced to feel relaxed and relieved. And that's something that we all can use. So if you're not interested in a session, maybe you just at least do an offer of a act. Go ahead and decide to make a donation now. And I'll go ahead and talk to you one-on-one and show you the technique and learn it to you.
That's an amazing, yeah. That's an amazing offer. I mean, I haven't been doing this a long time. I haven't had anybody do that, offer that. And goes for a great cause, and then you get a 30-minute private reading with you. So that's a win-win for everybody. So that's really great. And you know what you're talking about, and you've studied it and for a long time, and it really means something to you. And I know the readings you've done for me when we first started, when you brought in my parents, and you, one of the things that blew me away, that after doing this show this number of years, no one has ever pointed this out, that here I lost my mom and dad in a very close time, 3 years. And then we had the miracle of having my wife and I having twins. So as you said, that the twins replaced my parents that had such a big hole in my heart. And that's so true. And I never thought of that like that. And that's amazing. It's just another amazing miracle. Because we weren't supposed to even, my wife wasn't even supposed to have kids, is what she was told by a number of doctors. So we call them our miracle twins.
It is really amazing. I mean, I love to hear, when I hear people tell me back their prediction or what happened, it never gets old. Like when I hear how they explain their experience, it's absolutely it's fascinating. It's such a good feeling that you know that your hard work is making people feel better. You know that you're giving back. And I'm very honored to be able to do that for people, because the transformations are incredible. They are.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing, is when you do this work and you're and again, we have open lines, folks. Just call on in, 347-884-8245 to get a reading. You don't need to donate. If you can't donate, just call in. That's all you got to do. And then press the 1 on your phone. But yeah, as you were saying, that's the beauty of this work, is when you get the response and you see that it's helping people, no matter what you're doing, if it's readings, if it's this radio show, if it's the mission, it's all just so powerful. And people at home can do it. I mean, it's, you know, it's like what the story I told yesterday over the weekend, this late, you know, this is another divine God, you know, connection of working with me, which I've said at the beginning of the show, has been so amazing. And it's, in case people weren't here, and again, call on in. We're waiting for your call for a reading. If you're wanting a reading, psychic medium reading, Nashville's astrologers here, Jennifer Green, ready to take your call. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. But let me, in case you folks weren't here earlier, on Saturday, me and my wife were out, and she don't get out much. She has lupus really bad, and so when she does, it's really special for us, especially for her. And so we went to Walmart, and it took us forever. We had to go to the second Walmart to find my wife a cart, electrical cart that she needs. And she was charging one up because that's all she could find. And she said, honey, go on into the pharmacy side that you need to go on, and I'll be here and I'll do the cart. And so I drove up and I found a parking spot. And next to the parking spot was an empty electrical cart. So the first thing I thought of was my wife. I thought, well, maybe I could drive this over to her in case hers doesn't work. Well, all of a sudden, this car pulls up next to me, and this elderly lady pulled down the window and said, sir, is it possible you could find me an electrical cart? She said, because I can't walk, because she was about 80 years old. And I, boom, you know, it's like, okay, I got the cart. I know what this is. This is all divine timing, because this wasn't the first Walmart we went to. I circled the parking lot about 5 times. Yeah, this is divine timing. Okay, and I said, yeah, I got a cart for you. It's right over here. I said, why don't you go ahead and park? There's a parking spot right behind you. Park there, and I'll drive the cart over to you. And I took a picture of her because she's so lovely. And so anyway, her name is Mary. And so I just loved it. I mean, it's I wish I could be like the parking attendant, you know, for electrical carts, folks who can't walk, like my wife and others, because I know what it's like. My wife, she can't go in stores at all if she don't have a cart. Simple as that. Can't go. Even though she's got a walker, but that's just for limited walking, not for the whole, you know, Walmart, if you know what I mean. So anyway, so we're here with Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer. Call on in for a psychic medium reading, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And again, we're looking to reach our goal tonight of only $125. So far, I want to double check, but so far I think we haven't received any donations at all at this point. So I wouldn't think this one would be a hard one to reach, but it's early. It's early. We've only been on the air for an hour, right? Last night it took till 10:30, Maggie, and it's only 9 o'clock here almost. So, okay, but anyway, we're here to take your calls, 347-884-8245, and let's go here. I think we got a call up. Welcome back, Jennifer. And 615-586, are you there? Welcome.
Yes.
Okay, can we get your first name?
Yes, Sheikah.
Sheikah, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
You are doing good. Jennifer, you there? Did we lose Jennifer? Or did I get the wrong button? Okay,
hello?
We got you, Jennifer. Okay.
Yep, here I am. Hi, Sheikah. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how are you? Hey, no
good,
problem.
Good, thank you. Good. Now, I'm going to give you a chance to go ahead and tell me your birthday and tell me what invites you and brings you on, because now we do know each other. I will say that.
Okay. My date of birth is 11/29/1977. And what brings me on is, well, first I had a question about donations. How do you go about donating to y'all's cause to reach the goal of 125?
You can. Are you on the radio show? Or are you on the Facebook Live? Or how did you?
Yes, the Facebook Live.
Okay, so you're in there with. You can see me there and all that.
Uh huh.
Waving. Okay. If you look up top, I have pinned the links that you can go to. You either can go to PayPal and there's the email address, and
okay.
Or you can go to GoFundMe and there's the link. And then when you get done with your call, just if you have any questions, just type it in there.
Okay.
I'll be glad to help you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. My question for you, Jen, is I am looking for love. What do I need to do?
You know, you kind of caught me off guard for a second because I was waiting. I was prepared for another question you had on your mind. But this, it's time for it. So for the listeners out there,
This has been a question that has never completely came back with the most clearest answer. So I will do my best to tap in that energy and give the most direct answer that I could possibly give. And the energy that I sense right now is there's something that you have to forgive yourself for, as you're very, very young. Maybe 4, maybe 5. And whatever this was, whatever took place had nothing technically to do with you, but for some reason you took to blame. There's a hurt, and there's an upsetness with your inner child. And that has created almost like a pause in you viewing love. Your spirit has been... Your spirit needs to search for the mind, the ground. Tell me, is anything coming to your mind why I sense that? And you could just say yes or no.
No.
It looks like, I'm going to say 3, maybe 4. It looks like, I really feel 3 or 4. Would it make sense if I would say that it's because you were supposed to see someone and you did not, and they passed away before you got to? Would that make sense? Before you got to see them, kind of like to say, I guess to say just that you love them. I don't even want to say goodbye.
At 3 or 4, I'm not sure I can remember back to maybe who. At 3 or 4, I did have a, I do remember having a lot of daddy issues, you know, not feeling him being, he was not there enough, I didn't feel. I didn't get to connect with him, you know, to build a good relationship with him from a young age. So maybe possibly that. But, you know, working through you, I've already healed that area of my life, so I'm not still holding on to that. I'm not sure what else might be holding me.
You do have love. You are destined for true love. Home, family, children, success. And I will say, and not just for this call, but I'm going to say for all people, this year is not the year for true intense love, unless you already have it. This is not a year for the energy of new love, because this is a year, it's year one, so it's about ourselves, making yourself the best person you can be to prepare you. And I can tell when I read for you now, the energy I feel, you will be most attracted to this woman's mind. The energy of a woman's mind is very intense, and your spirit's going to connect and know exactly the conversation it is. That is going to be your true love. And that's the energy I see. And God is preparing you this year, because it is next year. And yes, I do feel you're going to have a date for your birthday party. I want to say that now. Absolutely.
Wow. How'd you? That's crazy. That is crazy that you said that. Because I just said that like an hour ago. I hope I have a date for my birthday party.
You're absolutely going to have a date. And a date to everyone. So you're going to have the presentation too.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yep.
That was my question. You answered it, so that's amazing.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your future donations.
Thanks.
Okay, let me know in the chat if you have any questions there. We appreciate it. Thank you.
She's awesome. Thank you.
She is. She is awesome. Totally agree. Jennifer Green is our guest, and call on in 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. And again, for our homeless mission, Love in Action, we are looking to reach our goal tonight of $125. You can donate. We still are, I guess I used the word stuck at the 125. You can donate through the GoFundMe link. That's either on the radio page or on the Facebook page or on PayPal. Any amount helps. Goes for those folks that are in need. And we've helped move a guy named Burroughs from being homeless at the age of 14 to the age of now of 66. We moved him and pay for his rent now, so he has a place that's called home. That's not spirituality. I guess I'm one who don't know what it is. But we need your help. We can't do things like that without financial assistance, without generous donations. Tonight we're looking for a goal of just $125. So we're going to stay here, I guess, until we can reach the goal, at least on Facebook Live. And let's see, we got our next call, I believe, 615. I don't know if this is the same one or not. Is this, hello? I think this call we just took. Okay. I think so. We'll let her stay there. 812, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Hello?
Hello?
812? Yes, welcome.
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Jessica, have I spoke to you before? Yes?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Jessica, tell me your birthday.
My birthday is 12/4/82.
And tell me the most important question on your mind.
Me and my son, are you going to have a better relationship?
Tell me your son's first name.
Gavin.
What is it?
Gavin, G-A-V-Y-N.
Gavin. And his birthday?
January 31st, 2003, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now I have a question to ask you out of curiosity, Jessica. First.
Okay.
By any chance, did you name your baby off from a singer?
No. I don't know why we just took that name.
Because I've only heard Gavin twice, and two times I heard it was for a band. Mm-hmm. So I was just curious.
No.
Okay. Now, Jessica, what I see through the energy of you and your son is that you and him, the very first thing that I can tell you is that you and your child is off sync completely. You guys are not on sync at all.
No.
The energy of communication is wrong. Patience is at the wrong time. Having fun is at the wrong time. It looks like even dinner could be at the wrong time. You guys aren't even really, truly eating, sitting down, eating together. Everything is off sync. And it's been building up to this. So this hasn't just happened. And it looks like your son holds on to a lot of anger and a lot of resentment. And it looks like he does an amazing job in just keeping it to himself and acting as normal as he can. I'm sensing the energy, like he devoting his time into living in a false reality of life. I don't know how much you're aware of it, Jessica, but they constantly are in front of a screen as much as they possibly can have. Are you aware of this? Jessica? Hello? Jessica, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, are you aware of this?
You were cutting out really bad there for the last part of it.
I said, are you aware that your son is constantly living in a false reality of constantly having a screen in front of his face? Are you aware of this?
Yes.
He is living in a false reality because he'd rather live in the false reality than living in his real life. So one of your first things you're going to have to do, and I have kids, so there has to be some extreme rules. The first thing I recommend is to have dinner together or breakfast.
See, here's the thing. We don't live together, so but I've been just trying to, like, I've been trying to get closer with him, try to get him. Today I called him to go to dinner, and he wouldn't go. I'm starting to get depressed about it.
You need to write him a letter. You need to be very an old-fashioned approach. Write your son a letter devotedly every day for 30 days to show him that you don't give up. Because this will mean more to him than any action that you could possibly do in your whole life. This can restore and heal your relationship. He has to see security. He has to sense the energy of security. He has to sense the energy of true love, true passion, because there's been a lot of people that fed him a lot of lies.
Yeah.
You have to touch his heart. And this is, I know for a fact, that once you do this, you will see the result that you need to. And then when that time comes, take away the iPad, iPhone, whatever it is, and concentrate.
Yeah,
on
it's
just
the gaming system. It's the phone, Xbox One, and that's all it does.
Yeah. But that's what I recommend. You want to see your child more. You want to have a better relationship so he could want to see you on his own. Write a letter for him every day.
And just tell him.
Tell him you love him. Tell him you love him. Tell him that you're sorry. Tell him I want nothing more than to have a good relationship.
Because I wrote him a message the last 2 days on Facebook. It's been pretty long on Messenger. I wrote him the last 2 days and told him, you know, that I wish things were different.
It's a start.
Sorry.
So you know what I'm telling you is true, but it needs to even be more old-fashioned, because if you would take out the time, get a sheet of paper, write it out, put it in an envelope, and put a stamp on it, that shows effort, because people are getting text messages so easily. You know, the other day I had a message that someone said, so-and-so passed away. I said, oh, my God. People's relating the message of death through a text message. We have to touch a little personal. Any time we could text that, we could text anything. So that kind of makes it not valuable anymore. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
So you have to touch their heart. Like, as corny as this may be, draw them a picture. You have to touch them like a kid. Color something of his favorite. Put a card in there. But let it be devotedly every single day. And that would be corny. I would make it like you would write a letter to a kid in school, you know? And the first one, I would definitely be sincere, but as the days go by and you don't want to sound like the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
That's where you use your mom's touch. That's where you rub your mom thing on it. Draw hearts. Put some gummy bears in it, whatever. Just to keep it where it's exciting. And you will, I promise you will get a response. And you're going to feel so much better. So, Jessica, thank you for calling in. I look forward to your transition and your change, because I know it's going to be amazing.
And if I can interject here, Jessica is going to be, you just donated $40, right, Jessica? Jessica? Oh, her line went bad. She just donated $40, so she'll be. I'll be sending you, Jennifer, her contact information for the 30-minute private reading. So she went ahead and took you up on that. So thank you, Jennifer, for making that happen. Thanks for a great show, and I know you need to go. So thanks again. Great show.
Thank you. You guys have a good night. This is Jennifer Green. Blessings.
All right.
Bye.
Blessings. Bye. Much love. Okay, Jennifer Green, we're still staying here, folks, so stay with me. We are, here's an update, guys. A miracle is going to happen tonight. If you want to stay with us and be there at the moment the miracle happens, this is a miracle each time this happens, guys. It is not easy raising donations. Trust me. Done radio, we've done fundraiser for things for 10 years. Very difficult. But with God in the driver's seat, all things are possible with God, and this is a very divine, divinely mission. We are down to just $65 now, guys. That's it. Thanks for the hearts there in the Facebook. $65, that's it, to reach our goal for the night, our miracle of the night. Go to either PayPal or Love in Action through the GoFundMe, and it's going to happen, folks. I know it is. I've seen a whole lot bigger totals get matched. I've seen a $900 total get matched in no more than a little over a day. You know, only a couple of hours, really, several hours. So I know $65 will be met here. There's $5, so we're down to $60 now. This is like, you know, I feel like Jerry Lewis or something like that. But it's great, you know, to get people behind the cause, you know. Instead of behind the reading, you know, like people donate only for readings and that's how we – that's – God has shown me that is due to fail. Eventually, you can't keep bringing in all – you know what I'm saying? You can't bring in – you know, the headliners, they won't come on. First off, it's hard to get them on, let alone more than one. You know what I'm saying? It's due to fail. We got to get people behind the mission of helping others, because that's where spirituality lives. It's in love for our brothers and sisters. That's where it is. It's not in crystal ball readings. That's not being spiritual, guys. Even what I do here on Spiritual Radio, and I knew that all these years. That's why I said for the past 9 years, 8 years, that we have got to do more for folks than prayers and blessings. I'm a big proponent in prayers and blessings and all that energy healing, but sometimes we live in a physical world where money has to be exchanged for goods and services to keep our electricity on, for rent, for groceries, for gas, water. They don't take prayers and blessings. It'd be great if they did, right? But anyway, I went away from my screen really quick here. Let's see. Maybe something more has happened here. What are we up to? Carol says, we are now in the stage of seeing a miracle happen for those less fortunate than us. We are just $60 away from reaching our goal for the night for our homeless mission, Love in Action. That's what we're doing tonight. We're just $60 away. The links are pinned up here if you're on Facebook Live with me. The GoFundMe link, the PayPal, or if you need help or assistance, let me know. Maggie, don't be upset. Your phone's not working for the show. It's all right here on Facebook Live is where if you hear me, you're hearing the whole show. Okay, and if you can't donate because you don't have the funds, please at least share this feed. Share it with your friends, with the links, with the GoFundMe, any of that would be so appreciated as well. We're going to keep giving you guys updates here as we continue on here tonight. And I have committed to God to stay and get the word out. So technically I can't leave, even though my knee is killing me. I am glued to this chair for those. Thank you, Carol. And send me a friend request, guys, if you're not friends with me already. It's a great thing that we do, and we do shows every day. Yes. If everybody can give something, it will help. It doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, on one person, of course. If one person can do it, great. We're at $60. I'm new to this. Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Love to be your friend. And it's a great thing. You know, you guys see on my Facebook wall, I post a lot of the pictures of folks that I help. And I run across so many people, vets that are homeless, vets that need a hand up, vets that, you know, and a lot of vets, you know, that I run across these days, people forget that there's a lot of vets from the Gulf Wars now. I mean, that was, what, 20 years ago when that started, the Gulf War? And I'm running across a lot of Gulf War vets now, and they've gotten older now. And obviously a lot of them are wounded. I mean, and you know how well the vets are treated. Not very well. And so a lot of vets from Desert Storm, from Afghanistan, I've seen, from the Iraq wars. Well, that was Gulf, you know. But those are the ones that I am seeing. Obviously, you don't see World War II anymore. Vietnam, rarely. They're pretty up there in years, too. Right. And Maggie just said it. Right. Building a community right here with this mission. That's right. And that's what we are. We're physically going out, helping folks that need help. We're not building a mythical project. I'm not building a ship or something. I am literally going and physically helping those in need. Okay? I wouldn't want to be part of building a ship either anyway. No, it's way too much. It could go wrong and something like that. We don't want to be a part of that, but just saying. I have always had a Maggie always cracks me. She says my friends were in Vietnam. I am as old as dirt. You're not that old, Maggie. Goodness, you're close to my age. I'm not that old. Which link are you? Let me put the link. Which link are you referring to, Sherry? Are you talking about PayPal? Because that's not actually a link. That's just the address. If you can copy and paste that, but I'll just put it here. The address for PayPal. It's not a link. It's just the email address. So if you go into PayPal and click send funds, and then you click put in the address that I'm posting here, that would, I'll put both of them here and I'll type them up for you. So whatever it's, you, okay, here is PayPal, and then I'll get you, okay, the Boomer Sooner is PayPal address, and then I'm going to put the link again here and just in the regular chat for the GoFundMe, okay? And you can donate to either one, you know, PayPal or GoFundMe. They're both on my mission. And there you go, okay? Hope that makes sense. There's the link for the GoFundMe. And the Boomer Sooner address is the PayPal address, okay? And does that help, Sherry? I'll get you there. Just let me know what you're working with, and if that doesn't work, I'll thank you. Okay, so that works. Okay, so Sherry is going to make a donation. I don't know how much. I don't know if that'll put us over the top or if we're looking for others, but you know, we have shows Sunday through Thursdays. That is, oh man, my foot is hurt. Sorry. I do have pain issues, but between me and Maggie and others, we get the job done here, right, Maggie? Maggie's my buddy from Mississippi, so she has a heart of gold. She donated 20 tonight. So it's 9:22, and we are $60 away from our goal tonight. Okay, we're still $60 away from our goal tonight, but Cherry's hasn't come through yet, so we'll see if this puts us over the top or not. But you know, that's the thing is, you know, that I've learned is, you know, it's in God's timing. It's not in our timing. It's not like, okay, God, the show has ended, let's do it now. You know, God's not a circus magician. At all, and it's in his timing. So we may need to, as I've learned, we may have to do an extended show like we're doing right now until, you know, God's working and moving hearts. And and our job is to be here. And, you know, that's the question I had to me. Will I be willing to do that? And it's like, of course. So that's what we... You know, we keep learning on this mission, and that's the amazing thing, Maggie and others. It's, and I love it because it's like we're on a spiritual ride. We don't, yes, we need more earth angels for sure. We need to get the word out more, but we're on a spiritual ride, and it's great being on a spiritual ride. And we don't know exactly where it's going because it keeps altering. And it's kind of like this show, Journey into the Light. I started this show by first making it a paranormal show. We were going to look into ghosts and hauntings and things like that. That's how it started. And then it quickly changed where I saw... When I had mediums on, psychics on, people got help. And from there, that really got me going. That was like, oh, that's where I want to go. I still love the paranormal. I have done shows on that if a guest comes along. But we need to keep getting the word out. And one of the best ways of doing that is having different guests on. And if you're asking, Mike, are you going to have more different guests on? Yes is the answer. I'm working on that. Now that the summer is over, people are starting to become available. So yes is your answer to that. Okay, well, we're still at $60 right now. And... But I do believe Sherry is at work and trying to make a donation. I have gotten the word out of what we're needing. And so anybody out there that can have us reach our goal tonight, $60 is all that's needed. And we will have reached our goal and another miracle happen again here on a Monday night, Labor Day. How about that? Right. We are all brothers and sisters on the same planet. That's right. Doesn't matter where you're from, what country you're from, what race you are, what sex you are. And that was one of the beauties of Houston, though there was a lot of sadness, of course, in Houston, a lot of sadness in Texas, but there's always good that comes out of bad, and the good I saw was everybody helping one another. You had all races helping each other, and it's like, that is the beauty of it. Why can't everybody get on the same bandwagon? I mean, if they were drowning, they'd want anybody from any other race to help them, I think. I think. They may say differently here, but if the time came, I'd almost guarantee that. Almost guarantee it. Hello, David. How you doing? David Gibson. We're here on our after show. We're trying to reach our goal for a homeless mission tonight. We are $60 short, and God is going to perform a miracle tonight, and we are waiting for that to happen. Hello, Linda. Yeah, we are here again, waiting for to meet, reach our goal tonight. Of $60 is what's left. Where does $125 come from, you may ask? $125 is what a Friday that I run on as far as helping the homeless, as far as people that I meet, that is what one day that I run on to help just strangers that I meet from all walks of life. No, I don't enable. I don't want someone to continue a drug habit, but that's the only thing that I don't, quote, do, if you know what I mean. So that's where we're at. That's right, Maggie. That's right. Houston showed the world we are united. That's right. Wish everybody, you know, the ones that speak for our countries, all the various people would get united and quit dividing and work together already. Jeez, you know, when we had the great presidents like Ronald Reagan, he worked with Tip O'Neill, you know, and they got worked on. That's the only way. I'll get a little political, but we'll ever get anything done in this country that's good. We all have to compromise, and we have to work together. But leave that there. Anyway, that's where we're at. So if anybody can donate $60, we can wrap up, and we will have reached our goal for the night for the homeless mission. So not sure where Sherry went. Sherry, if you're having any troubles with the links donating, let me know. And we're at 9:30 here. If anybody has any questions, we could try to do a few readings. If you have any questions, you can type those in there as well. But we're here waiting on a prayer. So what I think I'm going to do is, why don't I should have done this earlier. I put my phone speaker on so you guys can hear it. Huh. Oh, it might be.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to
or hear the guest. Hear the host. That would be me.
Healing rain is coming down.
And Jesus.
going to bring on now, just called in. We just wrapped up yesterday the fundraiser for Melvin, which was a success, and Melvin is calling in right now. Let's bring Melvin on. Melvin, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Michael.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, brother. I love you, man. I just need to say something right quick.
Yeah. Go ahead, Melvin.
Go ahead, Melvin.
Okay. Hi. I just want to tell everybody, all the listeners, and I hope this goes to the archives. I'm talking about Michael. There's no other person would have stepped up and did what he did for me, but with the fundraiser for the situation that I have been in. And all is caught up and everything's been paid. And I would never, ever would have done this without the love of this man. I love you. And I thank God for you. I thank, you know, everything you have done for me, Michael. And you're a great man, a truly great man of God. And I tell you, I don't know what day, but one day we're going to meet in Oklahoma or Georgia, and we're going to sit down and laugh about this. But I want to thank all the ones that donated. I don't know, some of them names was anonymous, but I want to thank them for their heart. Some of them I even added to my Facebook page, and I just want to thank everybody. Everybody stood up and beat the deadline, and it was a miracle. It's unbelievable. I'm up on my bills. I'm working now, and I'm looking towards nothing but success in my life. And with all, you know, with Michael being the man that he is and the heart that he has, the love and helping people, that's who we need on this earth. Those type of people like Michael Law, those type of people. We need people don't look at the outer rim, but look in the inner rim of someone's heart. And I love you, brother. I promise you I love you. And I thank you so much. Word, thank you is not enough for what you did, man. I love you.
You honestly bring me to tears here, Melvin. Hang on, I got my audio on there, but oh my gosh, that was incredible. And let me get my right screen up here, and I can say, you guys ready? Maggie, Becky, Sherry, you guys ready for my announcement? My announcement is we have reached our goal.
Woo!
We have reached our goal. And you guys sitting here, watch the miracle. See? It's not in our timing. It's in God's timing. And there we go. Once again. Oh, this is great. It's great to be in the presence of God and knowing he stirred the hearts, and we're in the middle of it. That's just, you can just feel it raining down, can't you? I know I can. Oh, that is amazing. So, Anita donated 50, and then at the same time, Brenda donated 10. So, and Brenda's a longtime listener. Remember Brenda from early years of the show. And so that is amazing. That is amazing. So that is just unbelievable. So we are all blessed. We are all blessed to be part of something like this. This is... We're in a really, this is a great group to belong in. And if you're not friends with me, please send me a friend request. I'll say that in closing. And I can finally get off my legs. I got to get my wound rewrapped that I have that Maggie knows about, but it is getting better. And I go in for wound care on Wednesday, so I'll give you an update and see what the doctor says. Fingers crossed. Please pray for me. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead. Tomorrow night, medium Michelle Fletcher will be here. If you want to connect with loved ones, that's the night to be here. She is one of the very best. One of the very best. Yeah, Maggie is funny. She is a laugh riot. She really is. Wait till you hear her laugh. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up, guys. Much love to all of you. I love you very much. And have a pleasant, great evening. Thanks for all of you who have donated and all of you who have been with me tonight and sending prayers, sharing the pages. I appreciate all and one of you. Please come back tomorrow night. We'll be here and we'll do it all over again. This is a cause that so many to help, but if we can at least help some, that is great. So good night, everybody. Love you all.